I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Art of Our City. Lawrence Brownlee grew up in Youngstown, Ohio, one of six kids in a solid blue-collar family. Brownlee calls himself a regular Joe.
Anyone who wants to talk football with me, I am a rabid Ohio State football fan and also Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm that guy.
A regular Joe who just happens to have a special talent. Lawrence Brownlee is one of the world's leading bel canto tenors. He's known for the range and virtuosity of his voice, the ability to hit and sustain the high notes. His four-year-old daughter knows Brownlee does something most other dads can't.
She likes to make fun of me. She'll say, "Yeah, my daddy, when he sings, he goes, ah."
As a kid, Brownlee didn't know much about opera. But one day, after Brownlee sang in a high school concert, a man told him his voice was something special.
I thought, what? Are you nuts? I don't want to be an opera singer. I was just kidding around. I was just playing.
But he was intrigued, and ultimately he pursued a musical career. Brownlee admits he's not your traditional opera singer. He's short, and he's African American. Some opera companies didn't see him as leading man material. Brownlee used his voice to convince them.
If people saw me and said, this was not my idea, it's my responsibility, or it was my goal to try to convince them by what I did from a musical standpoint.
16 years ago, Seattle Opera chose Brownlee to be in its Young Artist program. Now the tenor performs in the world's most famous opera houses, Paris, Milan's La Scala, the Met in New York City. But when Seattle Opera calls, Lawrence Brownlee answers.
They saw something in me that they wanted to promote, that they wanted to invest in, and so I come back to Seattle often because for me, it's home.
That's The Art of Our City. From South Lake Union, I'm Marcy Silman.